It was just the virtue of the rolls.
Rolled a 21 to hit that in the face, point blank.
All of a sudden, through the roof of the tent, bam, hits right into the Bunsen burner that you were working on.
No! Describe to me how you want this to go down.
I grab you by your back, put you down on the ground.
Be sure that you have your big boy pants on, because it's not going to be pretty what you see down there.
Things could go differently based on the dice.
Let's find out.
All right, here we go. The dice is failing.
Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. My name is Jeremy. I am playing Captain Orion. The shoe has dropped, James.
I'm Jeff, and I will be playing Sergeant Willis. I'm still a tree, Masters.
I'm Carlin. I play Dran, motivational speaker, Renner.
I'm Johnny. I play Professor, very intrigued, Farthing.
I'm Stephanie. I'm playing a rather drugged Miranda Kristoff, but really I'm not interested in that. Carry on!
Drugged Kristoff is fun Kristoff.
But I would point out that even before she was drugged, she was self-medicating.
She was. Yes, she was.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a way of life.
The booze, you know.
Okay, shh.
Just saying. And I am Jordan, the GM. So, previously on Bone Thrower Theater, you guys found a place. It was not in good shape. People were sad. Let's continue.
Things got real. Really real.
Baby James above her
real.
Heart. Ready, go.
All right, so we left off with Aurora breaking the news, so to speak.
Yeah.
Captain James is just going to sit there and stare straight into her face. What is that supposed to mean?
It's spelled out plainly, as you can see. What more do you need?
So you've got some tattoos.
You're just carrying around a piece of metal. I'm carrying around their names on my body. The names of everyone that I've lost.
Ryan James takes off his vest, pulls up his shirt, and right in the middle of his chest, big letters, says Castor. You've forgotten one, and walks away.
Punch in the face.
You hear on comms, Masters, Smith.
You think you can just walk away from me like that?
You're relieved. Winters, it's our shift.
I'm not done with talking with you.
You are dismissed, Captain.
Well, this isn't about the military right now. This is about me and you. And this is going on over comms.
Oh, yes.
Dran is so listening.
Ryan James is all. He's gone. He walks by the fire and says, Winters, let's go.
I'm not done talking with you. And she's, like, following right behind him. Do you want to talk about Casker? Do you want to talk about him right now? Because obviously you have things on your chest that you need to share.
He's just gonna keep walking. He's gonna ignore.
That's right. All right, everybody, look at this. Look at your big, strong, manly hero leader here. Can't even talk about his feelings with someone he used to share his life with. Yeah, that's right.
So Dran's actually seeing this, just kind of watching.
Yeah, this is like right by
Dran's doing
a slow clap. James is going to turn around, get right in the face, and you can't leave your feelings out of it and do your job. I am pulling the plug. We are done. Quebec, get comms ready.
Dran yells, yeah, leadership at work. Leadership at work.
As you're sitting by the fire, Mr. Renner, good job.
Oh, I'm not on duty. Aren't you supposed to be? Is it not your turn right now?
Don't you see I'm getting to it?
We gotta finish this first, though.
No, continue. I'm enjoying it.
We're into perks up. Finish what?
They're fighting. Just so you know.
It's what? Fighting? What?
It's entertaining. Not physical fighting. It's verbal drama. It's good. No, trust me.
Do you remember what I was telling you, Miranda? How he always blamed his problems on me and then would walk away from it? He's doing the same thing right now.
Sounds familiar.
So yeah, you do your walk.
Orion is long gone. He's out on the perimeter already.
Well, everyone, I think I'm going to be taking a long walk.
On her way, does she pass by Dran to go walk?
Sure.
Okay. On her way, Dran just kind of makes a side comment to her and says, I see he walks away from his problems. I deal with all of mine.
Well, yeah, well, he used to screw all these problems. But then he decided that leaving his soul out of it was a good enough solution for the world.
Maybe this isn't the person you want leading us. It's just a thought.
Well, it's definitely not the person I want in my rucksack, that's for sure.
Do I smell a hostile takeover? Because I'm for it.
Leave me alone tonight, Renner.
You do what you want. You stop to listen to me. That's all I'm saying.
I'm off.
Okay.
She gives you the bird as she walks off. I was thinking
that's
it was
for peace.
I think it was a cockatiel.
And Dran just kind of says to himself, all people with the name James must just be ridiculously terrible at communicating. Just don't get it. Just don't get it. Oh well.
The fact that this is running through Dran's head is pretty funny. But anyway. Mm. Yes, you may.
So Miranda's going to stand up and go after Orion. And just kind of meander, wander after him.
Kind of stumbling along.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And when and if she actually manages to catch up to him.
And Winters.
Right. Ooh! Right!
One revelation after another.
The other shoe's about to drop.
Oh, boy. Oh, and I'm in a similar state.
At least this time you're not trying to fight people.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so she's going to come after him.
Which, by the way, Captain James is still shirtless.
Yes. They both are.
I think Duran just starts looking more and more stable in comparison.
You know what, actually that works, because since Miranda has been sitting out in the night air and everything, she'll have a jacket on.
Yeah.
Probably one of the army people's jackets, but
gigantic on
her. Way too big for her, probably right his size. So, that'll be good enough. Okay, so she walks up, stumbles up, taps him on the shoulder.
Dr. Kristoff, what are you doing?
Here, there's a legitimate risk of hypothermia. Just put it on. I don't feel like working tonight. Here.
Takes it. Just kind of drapes it over his shoulder. It's like, thank you. Keeps walking.
Are we moving tomorrow?
Are you going to walk along with... Winters is there as well, so
yes.
If anybody wants to...
I'm trying to figure out how...
Chime in with Winters.
That's the plan.
Miranda, do you think it's really a good idea for you to be, you know, walking in your condition? You still don't look 100%.
I'm fine.
Abigail.
Winters, right?
If you want to be formal, yeah.
Winters.
He can call me Winters. You can call me Abigail.
Thanks. I'm gonna go lay down before I fall down, but yeah, I'll be ready in the morning. Put it on.
Just turns back to Winter and says, we need to just keep an eye out. We probably got some jaguars from Nine Claws gonna be returning as soon as they are done with their morning.
This is such a messed up situation.
War of Marines.
Yeah, but still, I mean, can you imagine like them coming to a place that they think is going to be safe? And like home for them, and they come back and it's like it's been torched to the ground. I mean, that's, they left thinking that they were just going to be away for a short time and then we were going to help them be victorious, and now like their entire life has been completely redefined.
Such is life.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? Alright, well, I'm going to go that way.
We're walking the perimeter together. Keep your eye out.
God, this is awkward. Okay, fine. Scene. Do you want to go ahead and say that the night passes fairly uneventfully?
That's up to you.
Yes, we do want to say that. Yeah.
We would gladly sure. say that,
yes.
But that's up to you.
Yeah.
We don't want a bunch of bee-covered velociraptors crashing through the woods.
Miranda goes to bed shortly after giving her coat away because, well, now she's cold.
I was thinking that tonight's diversion would be bee manatees, but...
Bee manatee.
Bee. In the
manatee.
Middle of the Amazon.
They just come roaring up out of the ocean, out of the river. There are river manatees.
They're like hovercraft.
With enough bees.
That would be rather awkward.
It'd be pretty funny, though. So, Dran, I think you have an early morning phone call you need to make.
Just to check in.
Yeah.
What was that person's name? I forget.
Calvin Sorbo.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, so yeah, so he goes and gets the comm, the equipment that he needs to make that call from Quebec, and, you know, takes it away so he's on his own, and kind of calls up his friend. Hello?
Mr. Renner.
All right.
How are you doing, man?
Well, I mean, it's not a picnic down here.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were all, like, dancing with teddy bears and eating gumdrops.
Yeah, you would think, right? Not the case. So, don't really have a whole lot of time, so I just kind of wanted to get in touch. Have you had the ability to run as many tests as you can, figure anything out about that bottle?
Yeah, are you sitting down?
No, but there's really not any place to sit down around here, so.
Okay,
sitting down would just be in the dirt.
Well, I've got some good news, and then I've got some bad news.
Bad news first.
You're mortal, and your mortality is coming up on you quicker than you thought.
Explain.
So the good news is that it's a preliminary cure to the French flu.
It was what's in the remnants of the bottle.
Yes.
Okay. In the form of what?
Nanites. From it was like one of the you know, how medicine, the doctors, they have the nanite vaccines that they can do.
Yeah,
that can,
I'm familiar with nanites. Yeah. I think anyone who's been educated is familiar with nanites.
Right. Well, this is kind of awkward. So, this was a preliminary test. I don't know how Lee's got his hands on this thing.
Probably stole it.
Yeah, according to you, he steals a lot of things.
He does.
He did before he went missing. Anyway,
typical Blaze.
Right. I don't know how you kept him around for so long.
He's unpredictable.
Yeah. So it's a cure. At least it succeeded at attacking the French flu viruses that it was exposed to in testing.
Got it. So what's... I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, the problem is that when...
Doesn't this mean I have basically a built-in immunity to the French flu?
Maybe. But the real problem is that in all the tests, it actually began attacking the subjects' bodies.
In what ways?
Have you ever heard of prionic diseases?
Not familiar. You'll have to expand on that.
Well, back in old Earth, pre-Jacques Le Beau, they had these diseases that like swept across Britain and Europe and everything. And actually, there was a bit of a quarantine. It was called mad cow disease.
Okay.
And essentially what was happening was that brain matter from cows were being fed to the cows, making them sick. And so it would cause like a form of hallucinogenic dementia, and their brains would essentially begin eating themselves.
So you're trying to say this is similar?
Prionic diseases then spread to humans, who experienced the same kind of issues. What happens is that this looks very similar. So, they don't know. Some people had attacked aggressively and they were dead within weeks, and others, well, they got maybe 6 months to a year. So, I don't know exactly what happened to you or how you got exposed to this. But you're on a clock, man.
No idea what that clock looks like.
You're like on a ball of dirt, thousands of miles away. I mean, this is all that I can get from the bottle. We would actually need to be able to test you to be able to determine how much time you actually have. But really, my thought at this point is for you to Enjoy a high quality of life.
Not possible here.
Yeah, well, eat, drink, and be merry. And,
already did that.
Go with the flow, man.
Okay. Just spitballing here.
Okay.
What if the issue with the nanites has to do with them not having French flu to fight? Are they turning on the host materials because they don't have anything to fight? What if they had French flu to occupy them?
Well, I mean, they had the original strains of French flu that was that they were testing in the in like petri dishes, and that was working out fine. So the real the tests that they were doing, where they were injecting prisoners with the French flu and then giving them the nanites, it was I don't think exactly legal. Like,
certainly not ethical.
But my question is, and I don't know if you know this, but in the cases of people who had the French flu and these nanites were put into them, the nanites took care of the French flu, correct?
Yeah, but it, I mean, it killed them too.
But has there been a pattern where it took care of the French flu and then they started becoming destructive within the host?
For the most part. I mean, there were some cases where the French flu was exposed to it, it mutated and really quickly. So the healing couldn't exactly keep up with the amount of changes that happened. And those people, they had to space them. I mean, this is really top level stuff here.
Can you do me a favor and try to find out where this originated?
Yeah, we can look into it.
And if you can do your own work into figuring out how to remedy this potentially.
I've used a lot of the resources that I have available to me.
Find more.
You wouldn't happen to have anything that I can use, like in terms of, like, purses, you know, people need to be bought. The lines of bureaucracy need to be greased.
I do have some extra funds.
Okay.
That I can send you my account number.
Okay.
You can use what you need. This is a separate account that I squirrel extra money away in.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and see what we can do. We'll try and track down some information the best we can. I mean, I've got a feeling that this goes back to the military.
Always their fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know how you chose to work with the military.
Career choices lead you in interesting ways. Anyway.
All right.
Thank you for your input and your work. And stay well.
Okay, man. Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Right. So Grant hangs up. Okay. Gives the equipment back to Quebec. And starts making his way toward Dr. Farthing's.
Science. So what are you sciencing up today, Dr. or Mr. Farthing's?
Let's see. It's morning, correct?
Morning, yes. Morning has broken.
All right. I'm actually going to be asleep when Dran enters the tent, mumbling in my sleep about science.
Of course.
Eat, drinks, and sleeps.
Nice. Yep. That is how that goes. Okay.
Because I didn't go to sleep till really late, so.
So Dran walks in.
He's following that advice to eat, drink, and be merry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Science.
Sleep and dream science. So he's going to walk right up
to
Professor Farthing's and shake him awake.
It's like it's like shake and bake, but with science.
Yes, exactly.
Who's firing on the station?
Electrons.
Pineapples.
Wake up. Professor Farthing. Professor Farthing.
Yes, Mr. Renner. Yeah,
Rebel
yes.
Scum.
Are you awake enough to answer a question?
Of course.
Is this the first time that he's sleeping in, like, slept in a few weeks?
Possibly.
A few days.
Okay.
days.
Question for you. How much do you know about nanites?
Well, let's see. I know they're... I don't know how to manufacture them. They are designed for several different purposes. Are you talking medical nanites? Are you talking construction nanites? Are you... What
medical?
Purpose? Medical nanites, they go into the bloodstream and they work
okay.
as...
I don't need to know how they work. That's not what I'm asking about. I'm just asking you a yes or no question. Do you know much about nanites?
I know a fair amount.
Okay, so follow-up question to that is, do you know how to destroy them without adverse effects upon the person they're inside of?
Well, it depends on the exact build of them, but most medical nanites can be short-circuited with a simple electric shock.
Okay, do you have a cattle prod?
Why, yes.
No, I'm sure Dr. Kristoff has something, because, you know, they work with nanites all the time to help with their surgeries and such. They can't just leave active nanites running and loose in the body, because they work like extra white blood cells, and they overload your immune system and healing systems.
I have a favor to ask of you.
Yes.
Can you borrow that equipment from Dr. Kristoff?
What do we need it for?
Our mission.
Well, I'm working on a way to fight the French flu, but they don't have nanites in the French flu.
Trust me, this is important.
I mean, yes, the French flu started with nanite technology, but it has evolved significantly since that point.
That's fine. I just need the equipment because it's needed. This is part of some classified portion of our mission from headquarters.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Go ahead and roll deception for that one.
What is deception?
That would be under charm.
Just general charm.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst. 5.
Those ones are killer.
Yeah.
21.
He is not swayed in the slightest.
That is horrendous.
He's about to kick you out.
No. Okay. That's a problem.
Then he's half asleep.
Okay.
He's smarter half asleep than you are fully awake.
Actually, that's true of both him and his character.
Yeah.
I've noticed Johnny's intelligence does increase when he's half asleep.
He wins a Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, he does win.
Okay, so what's the response then from Professor Farthing?
We can certainly talk to Dr. Kristoff. I don't know exactly how, at least I don't know the ins and outs of the programming of nanites. She would know more than I in that. And depending on the specific nanites that we're trying to neutralize, a shock may not work. We would need to examine them if we have a sample. It really help if we had more information about what we're trying to do here.
I'll just go get the stuff myself.
Okay, like I said, I'll just talk to Dr. Kristoff. I'm sure she can help you. She knows quite a bit about nanites. She works with them on a daily basis.
Okay. Thank you. Continue sciencing.
Yes. Have you seen Miss Winters?
I mean, just around. She's
around.
If
you see her, can you send her my way? We need to discuss how we're coming along with the rifles.
Sure, yeah. And that's
scene. Let's go ahead and take a quick break there, and we'll come back more right after this.
So you guys are in the Misty Mug. What are you doing?
I am buying a Bloody Mermaid.
A blind, as always.
Sunshine comes out from the back. She actually needs some help with the problem.
What problem?
There's rats in the cellar.
Oh god. Giant rats, I presume?
I don't know. Do you want to go check it out? So you guys make your way down into the cellar. Sure enough, amongst the crates and barrels, there are 9 giant rats.
Remember the last time we fought giant rats? They nearly killed us.
In the nest of the giant rats is 2,000 copper pieces.
Huh. 20 gold.
1's copper. It's 2,000.
We came here to help Sunshine with their problem.
We have to fight the giant rats. Initiative. Check out the Delvers podcast
at burnedfx.com. Pokey dice and ancient systems are no match for a good D6 by your side. I'm Daniel.
I'm Don, and we're shooting Womp Rats, the only Star Wars podcast ever!
We bring life back to a, quote, dead game. It may not be in print anymore, but it's still the best role-playing system out there to us.
Now, we scour the internet looking for fresh information, conversions, and topics, and we discuss them every week.
Listen to us each Thursday at atthetablegames.com/shootingwomprats.
All right, where to go from here?
Should Dran just go directly to Miranda then?
Yes, come to me. I am no longer quite as drugged.
Who wants to play Wendy?
Oh, gosh.
I have Wendy. Lumps.
Such a horrible nickname.
Can we combine our wit rolls against him?
No.
Oof. No, but she has a secret.
So is Dran going in and Wendy's
Are
with Miranda?
Yet? I guess if Farthings wasn't awake, we wouldn't be awake yet.
Well, you might be.
We're like awake and sharing some coffee.
I hadn't slept in several days.
So. You might have been awake because of the medicine wearing off.
Okay.
But it's still too early for you to redose.
Okay, so we're just making coffee.
Yeah, and...
Because dang it, we have coffee planets.
Coffee planets.
Coffee planet side. I could say planet side.
But we might have entire planets that grow coffee.
That would be nice. Ooh, living
we
terraform
asteroids just for coffee.
There we go.
It's possible. Willis Masters can grow coffee on his back.
But if you,
no Java beans. No Java go first.
So,
like
anyway.
A grape, eating yourself on the road.
On topic. Okay, so Wendy and Miranda are sharing some coffee. Wendy.
Not looking forward to this scene for the
Miranda. Can you hand me the powdered dairy stuff?
Sure.
Thanks.
So Dran walks
Sorry,
in.
Bending
it's called
hurts.
Creamer.
So Dran walks in while that's going on. I need a piece of equipment that I was talking to Professor Farthings about. It's a shocking piece of equipment to destroy nanites. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Good morning to you too, Mr. Renner.
Yeah, good morning. And this piece of equipment is...
obviously not right here. Would you like some coffee?
Where is it? No, I'm fine. I don't need coffee.
It is with our other equipment, and I would be happy to help you if you can wait.
That's interesting, Mr. Renner. What would you need that for?
Dr. Kristoff, when can we get that? It's in one of the boxes
what are you
that we've been
it?
Carrying. It's needed for classified mission.
Well, it's medical equipment, so I guess I'm in on that classification.
Not necessarily.
I'll have to talk to Captain James about it then.
You don't have to. As far as I know, on the civilian side, you answer to me. I am your... as far as chain of command goes, I am your captain in this instance.
And as far as authority over medical equipment goes, I am the highest authority, Mr. Renner. So if you are going to need it for a classified reason, then I need to get information from both authorities on this mission.
Or you could just tell us what you need it for. And Dr. Kristoff can make that assessment.
What do you need in order to give me this piece of equipment?
I think I already said that. Were you listening?
No.
Would you like some coffee?
I just zoned you out. Because you were talking a little too long.
Oh, you mean when I didn't immediately say yes, sir, and roll over and take it?
Yes, basically.
You having trouble processing someone
who says
some
no.
thoughts, Mr. Renner?
Could you repeat?
My Are you
apologies.
Having trouble processing some thoughts?
No, not. He puts his hand out in a stop motion. Not you.
All right, you know what?
Seemed to have struck
Let
a
me
nerve.
Take care of this. She picks up the radio. Captain James, I'm going to need your sign-off on something.
Sign-off on what, Dr. Kristoff?
I'm informed we need a piece of medical equipment for a classified reason. I just need equal authority on that.
Why don't you send Captain James my way and we can talk about the nature of what she needs.
This isn't Captain James, sir. Mr. Renner came in asking for it. Do you want us to just come over there and discuss it? We're on our way. You should just pick up coffee. All right. Come on.
The face the Carlin is making right now.
Not the way you expected transmorning to go. Huh?
Okay. So, as everyone's... I guess everyone's just walking out of the tent now, right? So as everyone's walking...
Oh, I wouldn't say Wendy is.
I think Wendy would be most invested
tagging
in this. Most invested in this.
And now Jeff is going to be taking over Wendy.
Wendy would be fully enthralled in this.
So on
walking
the way,
along, smirking.
On the way, as people are walking, where all the medical equipment is it's within, like, can Dran recognize where the equipment is?
Probably all of the equipment is piled in the same area.
It's piled in the same area, but so like it's all stenciled with the names of the departments that it would go to.
Right.
Okay. So Dran actually breaks off from where everyone's walking and just goes towards it and starts going through the equipment.
Excuse me? What did you not understand about I need authority from both parties?
I don't need authority, though. So Dran's just going through it as he's talking, looking, searching. Do I roll anything to see if
Ryan?
I can identify what I need?
All right, she's just going to radio Ryan. Captain, would you mind meeting us at the equipment pile? I'm afraid this is going to be a little more urgent than I thought.
Does Dran... Can I roll anything
to
see if I identify what I'm looking for?
Yeah, because you don't have specific skill in medical equipment, I'm going to say that this is a difficult roll.
Yeah, sure it is. Unless they labeled everything.
Well, plus he doesn't know what he's looking for.
Yeah,
he got a description of it from Farthings.
Nanite Kill Shocker 3000. Ah, yes, this must be it.
Was he there when we were packing up the med tent before? He wasn't helping, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he wouldn't recognize it from before.
Even if you guys were...
Even then, like...
You had Jindal helping you pack everything, so...
Right, but we had, like, some of the military personnel.
And moving boxes.
Right, so...
Also, okay. Was the grunt work.
Masters was moving boxes.
I was imagining something like defibrillation paddles of some sort.
Yeah.
That's what I was imagining.
Defib paddles?
Yeah.
Those could work in a pinch... But I would think
You'd
that they
to
would
dial in pretty high.
I think that what they have
to
is
kill nanites.
I was thinking that they would have like a little EMP thing that they would tag onto you
press
the button and
well.
Would like
as
send
far
a pulse through
you. Like as Farthing's saying, you know, an electrical shock would kill them.
Well, right. And he was theorizing that an electrical shock would kill them.
Yeah.
What I like the sound of it is like a.
A localized EMP.
Like
thing.
A localized EMP with a magnet, electromagnet built into it to to draw them together and then.
Because, like, you know, the
then you just
that were injected into me from my leg
process,
were programmed to die off.
It's something done typically when you're under anesthesia.
Mm-hmm. Pain trials?
Yeah, in a sense. Should I be rolling wit to see if I can.
Yeah, to go ahead and make a search. An investigation skill would fall under wit, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, come on. No one on the wild die. That sucks. Okay, well, no one on the wild die. That's positive.
That's not bad, though.
19. That is difficult.
You do find something that is positive. You pull out a box that has electrocute Nanites 4000 on the
What?
No, I'm joking.
No. It's so idiotically simple.
Red button here.
Dran, this is what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, it's scrawled in like, love the universe.
You know, like the, like when you're in a video game and you come across your quest item, although your character is not supposed to have any kind of knowledge about what that quest item is, and then the box pops up and says, congratulations, you found your quest item.
Yes, this is that.
Or it's a little glowing aura around it.
So it is, I have identified that that's what it is, most likely.
You found something that looks promising, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to, if I assume from the roll that I would think that that's it, then I would take that.
Are you going to run?
No, I'm not going to run.
Okay.
Walk to my tent area.
Since he was summoned.
At this point, Miranda would be like going after James and being like, "Excuse me, Mr. Renner, get out of my equipment before I make you."
You might not want to do that. Your judgment hasn't been too sound as of late.
Captain James walks up and is like, "What's going on here?"
That may not
get him out of my equipment.
Nothing. This is not a concern.
What is this about some secret mission?
What are you talking about?
That's what I was wondering.
What?
Here, I'll take that and put it back where it belongs.
No, she doesn't take it from
me. Mr. Renner, go ahead and make a roll to try and
try to what?
To like pull it away from
her. Wendy needs roll might.
I think he would probably be stronger than Wendy.
Yes,
she's a medical person. Roll might right now.
Is Wendy at any minuses?
Oh.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Almost.
What, are you going to pummel her?
Yeah, he pulls Wendy over and throws her on the ground.
Well, no.
22.
Describe how you make sure Wendy does not take that device away from you.
She starts grabbing it, and Dran pulls it, and at the same time shoves his arm out, so he, I guess maybe, I don't know if you'd have to roll for this, see if she falls on the ground, but...
What'd you actually roll, Jeff?
4.
Yeah, you succeed. Quite positively. So she lands rear over tea kettle and actually kind of...
9 in agility.
Rolls a little.
No major bruising, but, you know, it's...
She bruised her lumps.
Yeah, like... She's off balance because of the lumps.
Oh, it's like the elephant man.
Gosh.
He put a hand on my patient, so, he's done it before. I just didn't know about that.
She wasn't a patient man.
He has now just been appearing to abuse my patient, so I'm going to kick his knee out, since I'm assuming I'm behind him. Kick his knee. So he goes to my knee. Hear it. Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
18, 19, 20, 21.
So I would just roll agility, probably, right? I don't think this is going to be good. Oh, so a 1, if you will.
And I say, that hurts, huh? Don't do that. Yes! I finally used the stupid line.
Calm down.
Orion is going to get
2 years. That's the first time I'm
witnessing this and say, Marines to the gear now.
Oh my God. Okay, so the Marines appear at the gear.
And.
All 3 of them.
Yeah.
Yes. And Orion is going to be pulling Miranda back.
Yep, she might be foaming at the mouth slightly.
Do I need to roll something for that?
Sure. Might. Because this is going to be fun.
Would that be might or might? That would be brawling.
Yeah, that'd be brawling.
Why do I feel like the whole camp is going to start a fist fight?
Oh, no.
Because it might.
I won't.
Yeah, that's true. Edric won't.
He got 16 to resist.
Well, that's 16 right there, plus another 11,
all right.
Which is 27.
Good.
No, plus 2, which is 29. Sorry.
Edric is in the middle of dismantling another rifle.
So... Describe how you guys brawl in the middle of camp.
He's just grabbing me, probably like pinning my arms or something behind me.
Orion would have seen that swift kick to the knee, and he would have sort of, I guess...
down girl.
grabbed her sort of by her shoulders and is just dragging her back.
Which isn't hard considering I'm 5'0".
Yeah, you're like 5 foot nothing, what? 95 pounds? 120. Oh, so a little bit better.
Chubby.
Okay.
Although at this point, I'm probably like...
You're probably about 105.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
My might is gone.
Updating weight.
And then as he's doing that, shouting out to the Marines, like, keep everybody here away from each other. Something's going down.
Abigail just picks up the package and puts it back on the pile of gear.
No.
No?
I mean, Dran would say no to her. I'm not saying no to you, the GM.
No, that doesn't happen.
is not what happened.
Yeah, Durant says no to Abby.
Okay. Let's everybody take a step back, calm down.
Fizzle water.
People took their crazy pot pills meat. This morning.
Pot meat kettle. I say in character.
Ooh. What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Never mind. I'm fine. Let me go. I need to check Wendy.
If I may, I think that Miss Kristoff has been indulging in her drugs a little too heavily.
She ignores him. I'm assuming I let go.
She
goes over to Wendy, helps Wendy up. Are you okay?
Yeah. I mean, I got a bruise on my arm, but...
I got a bruise on my lump.
Right? You huh? okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just need to get that thing away from him.
There's a lot we need to get away from him.
So, Dran is going to...
Orion's walking over.
Take
to
the package.
Not blaring it out first. Dran, what is all this about?
I need to use a piece of equipment, and Dr. Kristoff took exception to it. I don't understand.
She was spouting something off about a classified mission, which you needed it for.
She said she had a classified mission she needed it for?
That you had a classified mission.
No.
I would assume you would be. I don't know.
Well, no, I walked
right,
up.
You pulled him away. Okay.
I walked up to
okay,
Renner.
So
this is
they're
more
having
of
a hushed conversation.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So Miranda turns to Aurora and says, I'm sorry. I'm just a little frustrated. Sorry about that.
You and me both.
We have coffee. Do you want coffee?
I could really use a cup.
Great.
Yeah.
Wendy, would you mind going and grabbing the coffee? I think we could all use a little more. All
right.
Really appreciate it. Thank
get
you.
Does she need to get you sugar?
Grab
one,
yourself
one
a
lump
pack.
Or two.
That deserves a hero point.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Grab yourself an ice pack, too, okay? The bruise is swelling a little.
She goes off and does her thing. Meanwhile, Mossbeard is standing by.
Yeah, he's probably just looking at everyone being weird. I'm taking the package. I mean, Dran's taking this package, this
medical
box, whatever.
What is this for?
I can fill you in on that later.
Does this have anything to do with Captain James, the other Captain James?
No.
Good.
Go ahead and roll to convince him to let you take the package.
Rolling against...
Would that be command, I guess, kind of?
I think you're trying to persuade him more than you're trying to command him, so I would say that would be charm.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Versus...
I get less wit.
What do you have
under
wit?
I have nothing under wit.
Then, yeah, wit.
I don't know. 12.
11.
Yes!
I'm not going to waste a hero point on that.
Just barely.
I'm not wasting.
Yeah.
It's my equipment.
Okay, so off to my tent. Thank you.
With the piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You need to fill me in on what it's for.
I can, yeah, later. This is pressing at the moment. Personally, so I'll fill you in later.
Well...
And he just walks to his tent with it.
Doesn't he need someone else to operate that thing on him?
Yeah.
He's going to figure it out himself.
A leadership.
Exactly. He's going to leadership this
I'm
machine.
I'm sorry, Captain James, are you trying to get rid of Mr. Renner? Or what's your purpose in allowing him to have a medical EMP machine?
A medical what? I have no idea what it is.
It's meant for stopping... and killing nanites inside a human system. It's highly painful, first of all. Not safe to operate on your own. Will probably kill any electronic equipment around it. Do you think he knows what it's for, since you didn't?
Probably not.
Then what is this classified mission you need this for?
There was no classified what?
He came into my tent, interrupted our coffee this morning, spouting off something about a classified mission that he got from upstairs that he needed this piece of equipment for.
So, who is spouting off something about a classified mission?
Dran?
Mr. Renner said you were talking about a classified mission.
I'm sure he did. Would you like me to pull Wendy in on the conversation as a witness?
Well, she's probably right there correct?
She just showed back up.
Coffee?
Ms. Ford, what's this about a classified mission?
Yeah, he was spouting off some nonsense about some classified mission.
Marines locate runner.
Off goes Willis.
Just went to my
tent. Hi, guys!
I mean, I'm in my tent.
You're in your tent.
Looking at this thing.
I'm back. Dr. Christoph.
So
he goes off. Mr. Renner, on comms.
Yeah, what?
I need to know what you need that for.
I can tell you when I have a minute. First, I'm working.
Busy. That minute would be now, Mr. Renner.
Why don't you come to my tent?
We are.
Okay, we'll come in.
Pile of Marines. All four of us.
Four Marines enter your tent.
So you've got like this like little rectangular box on your cot. It's got like, I'm assuming, a grounding stake. Like, because this is supposed to be a mobile unit. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to ground it. And then it has like this band that goes around like
your chest.
Your chest. No, let's not make it your chest. Let's, because I mean, a chest would stop your heart. Let's go ahead and do like around your arm, like the upper part of your arm, because that would be a fleshy enough area
right.
where it wouldn't affect your limbs so much.
Right, and then there's veins to extract.
Then there's veins, and then there's also. It's also easier for a medical staff to do than a leg or over your entire body, especially if you're lying flat on the gurney.
Okay.
So it would make more sense for it to be an arm. There's a like a button that you would
right,
need to
hit.
Right,
but the probes would have to be like on one side and the other in order to send a current through.
That's the thing. It's not... An EMP is different than a defibrillator.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Like an EMP is essentially a small CAT scan machine.
Okay.
Or an MRI. So this is a different device than something that would stop his heart. It would be more like a high-powered image resonance machine.
Right.
That would
stop your liver.
Stop. do they do that? I don't know. But it would essentially scramble the electronics in the nanites and make them inert.
Right.
And then you could extract them. Because basically what it does is it creates an electromagnetic area so that when they pass through your bloodstream at that particular point, they become stuck to your skin. And then after about 5 minutes of this, then the actual charge happens.
Random thought really quick. With that many inert nanites in your system, would you be at a risk for blood clots if they're not immediately removed?
You could.
Good. Sorry, that just gives me a convenient excuse to
if
be
you're
like,
walking
would you like to get rid of him? Is that...
but it also has, like, this deal where, like, if you have a low level, it's safe for you just to excrete them naturally.
Okay.
But you don't have a low level.
No.
Don't necessarily know that.
Well, and I don't also, like, I'm not necessarily completely current on his medical history, so I may not know, you know...
This part of his medical history is, like, completely new even to Dran, so...
Right. Well, but I'm saying, like, as far as level of nanites in his system, Miranda hasn't read up on that recently. So that's her concern is...
he could die
of, like, a cardiac event.
Yeah, cardiac event could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if, you know, he has some kind of pre-existing medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Which he wouldn't if he was being brought on this trip.
Yeah.
Some memory loss.
Mm-hmm. Some memory loss.
Could happen.
Yeah. If he blacks out because of the experience, then that could cause some interesting effects. And also remember, he is in the early stages of having a, like...
Right, but she doesn't know that. My thought was just along the lines of, like, she told Captain James that, you know, this could potentially hurt or kill him. And I was trying to figure out, okay, why would it potentially kill him?
Well, especially if it's used incorrectly, he could overload it.
Right.
And then that could actually cause an electrical shock that would stop somebody's heart.
Mm-hmm.
But that's from like hitting the button a bunch of times, not knowing what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, also if you if it has the magnet system in it, like you were saying, if his blood level has a
high iron content, that will cause a problem because that could cause clotting.
Yes, which that is a real life problem.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, all of these variables are all very interesting. And we're going to have to find out what exactly happens to Dran Renner next time on Bone Throwers Theater. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. The cast is Carlin, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, Jordan, and Stephanie. This podcast is released under our Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. Please feel free to share the podcast, but please do not modify it or attempt to gain financially from it. To find the show online, visit our site, bonethrowerstheater.com. Our Twitter feed is at Bone Throwers Theater, and our email address is bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Join our social networks on Facebook and Google+. Podcast art was designed by Laura Tress and is used with her permission. Until next time, may the bones fall in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.